So I just have to take his call. Dave, you're on Air American. Hey, thanks for hanging on.
Production, yes, yes. While I was waiting on hold, before I get to my point, I got a quick little joke here.
Okay.
I understand George Bush's cronies showed up to help him move, and as they shuffled from room to room with boxes and moving carts, they bumped into each other purposely just to say, pardon me, pardon me, pardon me, pardon me, pardon me, pardon me. Excuse
and they
me,
all
pardon
got pardons, too.
Yeah. Okay, at the very top of the first hour, you were speaking to the illegalities of the Bush administration.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to bring that a step further, I don't think anybody's talked about this. What do you think about exacting financial responsibility in the form of fines? And if you could put me back on hold so I can listen, I can't get back to my radio now.
Okay. Dave, great. Thank you for the question. So fines instead of, I think there may be, and I don't know what they would be, there may be incidents that occurred during the Bush administration where a fine would be an appropriate punishment. But the crimes that I'm most concerned about are, number one, torture. That, to me, is way beyond the pale, and that's not the sort of thing that you fine somebody for. Seems to me somebody is guilty of torturing, and there doesn't seem to be much doubt about it here. They need something a little stiffer than a fine. That's the sort of thing people go away for. Now, I know that George Bush isn't going to end up in the hooscow because he okayed torture, and probably Dick Cheney and Donald Rumsfeld and them aren't either. But I wouldn't recommend they travel overseas anytime soon, particularly not to Northern Europe, say, near The Hague. but no, I don't think fines quite do it. I don't think, and neither do I think they cover it for politicizing the Justice Department. I think that's a serious crime, and it deserves jail time. Let's go to David, who is calling from, I'm not sure where, but there you are, David. Now you're on Air America. San Francisco, you're calling from. San Francisco.
Yeah, hi, Ron. Hey,
hi there.
I had told the screener that what I was interested in, Obama, of course, during the campaign, asked of us or demanded of us to not get lackadaisical after election, that we have to keep him honest. So we have to give him projects to work on and to make sure that that he doesn't fall through the cracks. And so I can give you one of those examples that I'm
working
on.
Give me one example. Yeah, David.
Yeah, there's a massive Tennessee Valley Authority dam that busted loose. This is the largest spill of hazardous waste spill in the history of America.
This is the one outside of Knoxville, I think it is?
Right. It's somewhere between 100 and 120 times bigger than the Exxon Valdez.
Mm-hmm.
And this is Al Gore's state, and it has not been declared a disaster yet. This has decimated 300 miles of river with arsenic, lead, cadmium, mercury, and radioactive isotopes.
Uh-huh.
There are people along that river whose property values are ruined in a time when property values are already falling. They're being poisoned, and the counties, state and county governments, are not prepared to deal with the financial burden of this. And so without having a declaration of disaster, there's no incoming money from the federal government. So,
David, I wasn't aware that that hadn't been declared a disaster area. I mean, to be honest with you, I hadn't really focused on that aspect of it. But you're quite right that without declaring that, the localities there are going to be short of money to deal with something that's that complicated and large, of course, a problem. And also, of course, by declaring it a disaster area, then you have said explicitly that the Tennessee Valley Authority, in particular the coal mining operation there, has caused a disaster. And that, of course,
and it's
would
criminal.
Yeah,
it is criminal. It is really, because the dam that they built was rated for, they overfilled it by almost fourfold. Oh, and it takes decades to overfill it by twice. They overfilled it by fourfold, and it was 20 feet away from a river.
Yeah.
And, the idea that they have got that much hazardous waste just waiting to fall in is criminal behavior. It's criminal negligence. And
I agree with you, Dave. I've never understood why a company or, the Tennessee Valley Authority, for that matter, could get away with fouling somebody's property in that way and not really have to pay a steep price for it. I mean, imagine if you went to the CEO of some, big oil company and dumped a bunch of sludge on his front lawn. You'd be arrested. You'd
absolutely
be put in jail.
Yeah, just to wrap up, though, the Tennessee Valley Authority is appointments that should be coming from Obama. And Obama will have those appointments. He should have those appointments in by May 1st. And so we, the people of the United States, the Tennessee Valley Authority is not Tennessee alone. So we've got to get some honest people in there who are making sure that we're not suckered into what's called clean coal, this big hoax.
Which doesn't exist, of course, at this point.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And to make sure that it gets cleaned up, and I think this is a great opportunity for people who are involved in single payer to really jump on this, because disasters are the real reason why single payer makes sense for America. Disasters are the time when people need medical care, but if they go to these hospitals and are caught up in bureaucracies that tell them that they can't be cured. So the idea of tying single payer to this massive disaster is one of the major projects I'm working on.
David, thank you for the call. Appreciate
my pleasure.
That information. And thanks for hanging on the line as long as he did. David from San Francisco. A little news bulletin, and he's certainly right there. I mean, you know, even taking the single payer aspect out of that, boy, you know, these people need to pay for what they did. Breaking news item for you before we go to the break. Vice President Cheney will be in a wheelchair tomorrow. It seems that he hurt his back while helping move stuff into his new home, which may be in a secret location. I'm not sure, but you can imagine what, you know, what that was all about. You know, oh my God, I hurt my back. I was moving the waterboard and it's heavier than I thought. Yes, that was Dick Cheney actually right there. Okay, coming up, John Elliott, our America friend John Elliott will be along. He's been keeping some interesting company lately. And then at the bottom of the hour, Josh Gerstein, who's with Politico, will get us up to date on the Bush pardons, what's happened already today, and what we can possibly look for in the very, very near future. Or not. We'll just have to see. You're listening to The Ron Reagan Show here on Air America Radio and AirAmerica.com. We will be right back.
This is The Ron Reagan Show.
Check out our website at RonReaganShow.com.